18 minutes or less, game-changing insights in retail from Orange Label, the leading response marketing agency for established brands that are driven by a fearless entrepreneurial mindset.
Hi there. This is Gina Magnuson, copywriter at Orange Label. And I'm going to start this episode with a question. When's the last time you went into a store to shop? While you think on that, I'm going to share a few powerful facts we uncovered about shopping in today's economy. Brokerage firm Credit Suisse noted in a 2017 report that over 8,600 brick-and-mortar stores could close their doors in 2017. A 2016 survey conducted by BigCommerce and Kelton Global found that people do online shopping in some pretty interesting situations. 43% shop while in bed, 23% shop while they're on the clock, and 10% have admitted to shopping while under the influence. So, this brings us to the question we're going to unpack in today's episode. Is brick and mortar really dead? And who better to answer that question than you listeners? We took it to the streets to hear the truth from everyday shoppers. So, before we dive right into it, let me give you some information about our participants. We had the chance to interview a pretty diverse group of people, male and female, ranging from their early 20s to their late 40s. Each person had a different home life and different priorities. Some were single, others had families, and as you can imagine, no two conversations were alike. As we talked, my questions really turned into rest stops on a winding retail roadmap. I could go on, but we've only got 19 minutes or less, so I'm going to play some of these interviews and let you decide. Is brick and mortar dead? I also want to mention that these recordings took place in offices, cafes, and even outside, so sound quality may vary at times. I'm going to bring it back to the question I asked at the beginning of the episode. When is the last time you actually went into a store and shopped? When we posed this question to our participants, we found people were most comfortable analyzing their shopping behavior by category. Clothing goes in one behavior bucket, while groceries go in another, and so on. Retail chain Target was also mentioned a lot in these interviews. Why? Well, as one of our participants put it,
I choose to shop at Target just because they're always like super clean and I'm not bothered a lot by their employees. So I can kind of like take my time and walking around, checking everything from food to clothes to like things for my home. It's kind of all there, as well as picking up dog food on my way home if I need to.
Target makes retail just a little more comfortable for shoppers because it puts all of these messy categories in one pristine, hassle-free location. In short, it has everything. But Target isn't the only store that has diehard fans. Other brands have won over customers for reasons other than cleanliness or convenience.
REI. They're pretty helpful there, so it just seems more like I'm going to a place that is kind of like a... I know the people there like what I like, which is like hiking and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool going there and asking them questions and stuff and seeing what the new products are like and things like that, which always change. So it's kind of cool.
Macy's kind of has everything, and it's easy because I have the app and I have the card, so I get discounts.
Got it.
And then I can buy stuff on my phone and then go into the store also and see it there, anything that I purchased. So that way I can see it before I actually make the purchase. But it's all streamlined, connected to the in-store experience from my phone to the website to my card.
I love having people around that I can ask questions to and who interact with me, who talk to me, and they're usually smiling and it's positive. The first time I saw Trader Joe's was, 4 years ago when I came here. I absolutely fell in love with it. That's the place that I go to get all my produce. And I'm loyal to a fault to that. So, yeah. Like, I'll go hungry if it's closed.
And the more we talk to these shoppers, the more we discovered the depth of their in-store experience. To them, shopping is more than a simple transaction. It's a process that is unique to each and every individual. And people feel pretty strongly about it.
If I can wait for a couple of days for getting anything, I usually almost never go to a store, especially like things like Target and Walmart and all these like really big stores. I'm not used to them. Mm-hmm. They overwhelm me. So I don't like going to them. Because I didn't grow up here. So, like, the idea of, like, having a store that's bigger than, you know, like, a city that I lived in is insane to me. I went to Home Depot the day before. That was the first time I ever went to Home Depot. It was so big. I had to actually get a ladder and, like, climb up, like, I'm not even kidding, like, 9 steps up to even get what I wanted. Like, this should not be like this. Yeah, so I just have a lot of feelings about it.
In store, I prefer because it's more fun. You usually go with like a friend or your family member or something like that, and it's more of a social experience. It's not really to go buy stuff. At least as a female, that's how it is. And I like to try stuff on, feel it, touch it, make sure it actually looks well on me. And it's, you know, a fun girl's thing to do.
Well, personally, I'm kind of OCD. I like to try on clothes a lot if I'm going to buy them, so I don't like to go online, really. So when I do go to a clothing store, I typically try on the clothes a couple times to see if there's, like, imperfections and how it fits, just to see what the color looks like, most of all, like, in person, and then I decide from there whether I'm going to get it or not. It's usually a long process for me.
For shopping, I'm very particular when it comes to clothes. I like to try them on before I buy them. So I definitely am, I'm not an online shopper when it comes to clothing, unless it's a brand that I know, like, for sure that's gonna fit me. So when it comes to clothing and retail stuff like that, I'm very much a kind of like a brick visitor when it comes to that way.
So we've heard that visiting stores can be fun. It can be overwhelming, and for some clothing shoppers, it's the key to finding the perfect fit. People clearly have some really specific wants and needs when it comes to the ideal in-store experience, and customer service also plays a huge part in this.
The couch that I got was from Living Spaces, and the person who was helping me out was really, really pleasant and interactive, and, like, she told me, you know, like, this is memory foam, this is this, this is that. So, like, I got a lot of information from her, which I absolutely love.
Because I personally don't like it when people are asking you questions and following you around. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the benefit for people shopping online, is because no one's there bothering you.
Got it.
And I'm not a fan of that.
Sometimes people will suggest things to you that perhaps you didn't think about. So I think that's really important. So it kind of helps to, I think it's just communicating with people is really nice. Mm-hmm. I think we're losing that.
Clearly, shoppers have boundaries when it comes to customer service. Some people seek it and others avoid it. But one thing you may have heard mentioned was this idea of personal interaction. We wanted to learn more about what this meant to our shoppers, so we dug just a little deeper.
I look for that in human interaction when I go out anywhere. So I just feel like going to a grocery store, which in my head is an errand, I would much rather have something positive to associate with it, because I don't really like doing those things. Mm-hmm. So that's about it. I don't really think it means a lot different as a shopper. I think it just means, as a normal human being, I just like interacting with people.
Well, I just think we're getting more and more away from interacting with people. I think it's, you know, I think I said before, if you go on the, you're on the, coming into work and go on the elevator, and there's 5 people in there, and 4 out of those 5 people are on their phones. No one is looking at anyone. No one is just smiling and saying hello. I mean, it's very rare, and I think it's important. We're losing that.
It's true that wherever we go, our smart devices follow. In an age where we are theoretically more connected than ever, we're still a little bit lonely, and shopping is one way we can get the face-to-face interaction we crave. That said, there's one corner of the internet that people cannot stop raving about.
Look, Amazon is doing a great job.
Amazon's blowing up.
I spend a lot of money on Amazon.
Probably the least surprising thing we came across was the overwhelming popularity of Amazon.com. Whether it was convenience, variety, price, even laziness, Amazon filled a need for the majority of our shoppers. Take this woman's story, for example.
This morning, actually, I took my dogs to the dog sitter and forgot to pack their treats and was already on my way to work when she was like, hey, do you have their treats? And I was like, oh, I don't, but send me your address, and I have Amazon Prime. And so I was able to order Amazon Prime and have it delivered to her house by end of day today so that she has the dog treats for the week that I'm gone.
It's true. Amazon is pretty amazing. Like this guy says.
Because I don't really know where to get, like, fridge magnets. I have no idea. But I can just, like, you know, go on Amazon and just search fridge magnets, and there's, like, a bunch of options. I'm like, hey, there we go.
However, the one big thing that comes with online shopping is the R word, returns.
I think there's a lot of people like me that like to try their stuff on first versus getting them online, because I do see a lot of people returning things. That return line is usually pretty long, and they usually return a lot of stuff, so I don't want to be that person.
I always grew up going to a store to, like, try on clothes, and then, and honestly, like, my body is so weird, and, like, I don't really know what my sizes are, and I don't really trust what the online thing tells me, because, like, sometimes it doesn't work out, and then I get so annoyed having to return it. I'm, like, lazy as hell. Actually, that's the moral of this whole thing.
We've heard some pretty interesting opinions about in-store and online shopping. Whether it's variety or convenience, personal interaction, or getting to see a product in person, each form of retail has its perks. What was even more interesting was how some people described online and in-store shopping as being complementary parts of an integrated retail experience. These next two shoppers see the internet as a friend to brick and mortar, not an opposing force.
I obviously do a lot of social media, so there's a lot of influencer stuff that I follow, so I kind of, like, see what they're wearing and stuff like that. And so I kind of get ideas from that, and then instead of going to a homepage, I would rather, like, go into a store and be like, okay, like, keeping, like, these are some of the trends that I, like, can see. Like, is there, like, something that I can try on here that looks like what I've seen, to see if that's something I would be interested in or that I like for me?
Looking for things online is helpful because you can get a very broad view of everything and where to find it. And then you can kind of fine tune it. You know, that, in that respect, it's great for time management. Like, if you just, you know, looking for something, instead of going to 10 stores, you can, you know, look it online and then go there.
To conclude these interviews, we asked our participants the same questions I asked at the beginning of the show. Is brick and mortar dead? Here are a few of their answers.
For someone like me, I like the brick and mortar experience. But I can see that just in general, that is probably not as highly sought after than it, you know, probably was 5 or 10 years ago. So, you know, if they were to change the experience of online to, I mean, I don't think everything can be online.
I feel in certain industries it may be, but as long as a brick and mortar has an online option, I feel like that it's not dead or dying. Because there are people who buy groceries and will never buy them online. There's some people who only buy them online. And for me, I'm that way with shopping with clothes. And so though I love being able to check out maybe what a store is offering online, I want to be able to go into the store and try them on. So I feel like it's not dead or dying. It's just evolving, and they're partnering really well together.
In certain areas, it's definitely dead. In other areas it's dying, and in other areas I hope that it never dies.
I think there's a possibility of that, but I still think that people like to look and feel what they're purchasing. I think it's important to have some kind of exchange with people. You know, because I think everything has gotten so with technology that people are losing that personal touch with people.
So, is brick and mortar dead? Listening to these interviews, it seems like the answer to that question is more complicated than we think. As I mentioned earlier, every person we interviewed had these separate buckets for what they purchased in store. They typically fell into three categories: groceries, necessities, and clothes or personal items. And it's within these categories that shoppers have different opinions about brick and mortar. Another topic we heard a lot about was Amazon.
I spend a lot of money on Amazon.
Yeah, remember that? With the convenience of services like Amazon Prime, seemingly endless variety and great prices, Amazon really is the power player when it comes to online shopping, especially for those necessity shoppers who really like to maximize their time. And did you notice that people are really, really hating to have to return items? Now that's something we can all agree on. When asked if brick and mortar was dead, we rarely got a straight up no. What we're hearing is that it's evolving to keep up with this digital world we're living in. And we agree, the brick and mortar shopping experience has changed for many industries. So at the end of every episode of The 19, we provide you with a key takeaway, a little piece of knowledge you can keep in your back pocket for a rainy day. We call it the sum up. Here's today's sum up. Okay, sure, Amazon might be making a killing in the world of online shopping, but to implement a successful retail marketing strategy, inclusivity is the key. Each touchpoint, whether it be social media, online shopping, or brick and mortar, provides a unique appeal that contributes to the sales process. Shopping is more than a simple transaction. It's an experience. In a world where social interaction is whittled down to likes and shares, people crave that human interaction and sensory experience brick-and-mortar stores can provide. Customers want more than goods and services. They want magic, not just as shoppers, but as people. And today, most shoppers are not only seeking this, they're expecting this of brick-and-mortar. So next time you sit down to draft your retail marketing strategy, remember to think in terms of and, not or. Thank you for listening to The 19. Clicks versus bricks. Is brick and mortar dead? If you have additional thoughts on this topic, please share them with us. Visit our website, orangelabeladvertising.com, and contact us. And be sure to tune in for our next episode of Clicks versus Bricks, covering the topic of how shoppers spend their money.
This was The 19, brought to you by Orange Label. If you're interested in more retail response marketing, visit our blog and subscribe to our content, where we share our response marketing expertise on current retail industry topics. Visit orangelabeladvertising.com for all of the details.